Welcome to Locked On Pistons. I'm your host, Duncan Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at DuncanSmithNBA. And you can find my work on PistonPower.com. It's been about a week since we last spoke. I believe the last episode was July 17th. It is now July 24th. And news around the NBA has dwindled a little bit, with the exception this past weekend, just before the weekend began, of Kyrie Irving wanting to get out of Cleveland. He has had enough of playing with LeBron, and that appears to be something that could possibly shake up the already weakened Eastern Conference a bit. Before you ask if the Pistons can acquire Kyrie Irving via trade, the answer is, there are ways to make the numbers work. But I really don't think that that such a trade is in the interest of either team, either the Pistons or the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I would not put a lot of stock into any kind of buzz that you hear. It's most likely wishful thinking from Pistons fans or from people who are really trying to look for outside of the box trades. There's really no reason to think that the Pistons are going to try to make a move or really even be able to make a reasonable move to get Kyrie Irving. That said, the Pistons have found their way into some trade talks, some trade rumors at the very least, recently. In the past week or so, two pieces have come out that have focused on the Pistons potentially being interested in moving on from Andre Drummond and or Reggie Jackson. Tim Bontemps about a week ago wrote that the Pistons have taken calls from teams who are sensing dissatisfaction from the Pistons with Andre Drummond in particular. There's not a whole lot beyond that in Tim Bontemps' piece as far as hard facts. It certainly seems to be speculation at this point on his part. But Jake Fisher of Sports Illustrated, he focused a little bit deeper and took a harder look. But it might also have been something of a stretch and maybe some conjecture on his part as well. Fisher says the Pistons would like to part ways with both Andre Drummond and Reggie Jackson. I don't necessarily think that that is something that the Pistons are actively seeking. Something that the Stan Van Gundy has said many times, particularly since the February trade deadline, especially right after the rumors that the Pistons and Timberwolves were talking about making a trade of Ricky Rubio for Reggie Jackson. The Pistons have nobody who's untouchable. There's really nobody untouchable in the NBA. So taking a call is not the same thing as making a call or actively shopping. And from all accounts, really, the Pistons are not actively shopping either Jackson or Drummond. We talked about this a little while ago when the New Orleans Pelicans seems to have interest in Reggie Jackson. The fact that the Pelicans moved on almost immediately after the talks broke down and signed Rajon Rondo indicates that this was not the Pistons trying to move Reggie Jackson. This was the Pelicans reaching out, trying to acquire Reggie Jackson because they wanted another point guard to play alongside Jrue Holiday. We can discuss the merits of that plan at a later time, but while the Pistons are willing to take calls, it doesn't indicate in really any way that they are seeking actively to move on from Andre Drummond or Reggie Jackson. At the trade deadline, the Toronto Raptors called. There were rumors that they offered some type of package involving Jonas Valanciunas for Andre Drummond. Sacramento and Phoenix, both in June, had offers that they wanted to discuss on Drummond. And as we can see, Andre Drummond is still a Piston, and none of these talks really gained any kind of traction. So while Fisher might interpret the fact that the Pistons are taking these calls as dissatisfaction or an eagerness to move on. It could be more the fact that these guys, particularly Andre Drummond, has a higher trade value in the NBA than fans would believe. So the fact that teams are reaching out for the Pistons and the Pistons are not interested in what has been offered or the preliminary discussions on these deals, I think if anything, it's more of an indication that the Pistons are more interested in keeping this core together and keeping Drummond and Jackson together and seeing what they can do with one more run. If things go badly by say beginning of, or middle of January next year, I think that all bets are off and we might see a real exodus of players in this core. But I think that the Pistons are more interested in keeping the core together and seeing what they can actually do if they have this particular unit healthy. And I don't think that we actually have any kind of indicators that would tell us that the Pistons are especially dissatisfied with either Jackson or Drummond. We will get to the next set of assertions from Jake Fisher in a minute, but I want to first mention our sponsor, SeatGeek. SeatGeek is a ticket aggregating app that you can download to your phone. You can use it to find the best value and get the best bang for your buck when it comes to getting tickets for sporting events or concerts or shows. You can use their deal score feature, which it's basically color-coded. It lets you know what the best value for a given seat or a section is. It makes it really easy to spot offers or tickets that are priced badly, are priced unfriendly to the buyer. And it can really trim down the amount of time it takes to purchase your tickets to whatever it is you're trying to go to. So it, again, is an app you can download to your phone. And what we'd like you to do is to enter the coupon code LONBA for Locked On NBA into the settings tab in that app. And then you'll get $20 off your first purchase, and that'll let them know that you came from us, so everybody wins. So again, use the LONBA coupon code when you use SeatGeek. So more on Jake Fisher's assertions here. He believes that Drummond won't finish his 5-year contract with the Pistons, and that not only will he not finish out his 5-year contract in Detroit, but that he is very likely to wear a new jersey by the end of next season. So Jake Fisher of Sports Illustrated thinks that the Pistons are going to actively move on from Andre Drummond and do so before the end of next season. In essence, he's saying if Drummond is not likely to finish out his season in Detroit, why not move on from him now? And I think that requires a pretty significant leap of logic on Fisher's part, and I don't think that he necessarily has the facts necessary to make that leap. I don't think that there is really reason to believe that this season will have Drummond moving on to a new team. I just don't think that there is enough evidence there to believe that that Fisher is really accurate with this belief. Something else that kind of speaks to the veracity of his beliefs here, he also suggests that the Pistons might find themselves involved in the Carmelo Anthony multi-team trade. His suggestion is that the Pistons might send Drummond to New York and end up getting Ryan Anderson in return from the Houston Rockets. Ryan Anderson doesn't especially fit with the Pistons. It wouldn't really be a deal that the Pistons would be happy to make. So there's just not a lot of veracity to his assertions, in my opinion. All this really is to say that while some national guys think the Pistons are actively trying to move on from Andre Drummond, and perhaps Reggie Jackson as well, I'm less inclined to believe that than they are, I guess. So don't worry, don't freak out about national trade rumors at this point in time, when really all it is just smoke. And there's lots of reasons for smoke. It could be other teams trying to leverage the Pistons into a situation where they would have to make a choice. It could be simply other front offices doing business in a public fashion, which is not something really that Stan Van Gundy really does. If you look at all the Pistons trades since Van Gundy came to the Pistons, you can't find one where there was really any inclination that, or any kind of clue that such a trade was coming. The Pistons don't do their front office work in the general public's eye, like some front offices do. So, you know, this noise is I would say largely external, rather than coming from the Pistons themselves. So, that's my take on the Drummond and Jackson trade. It's hard to even call them rumors, really, but these suggestions of possible trade scenarios. So, the Pistons did make some transactions over the course of the weekend, though, not involving trades and certainly not involving Andre Drummond or Reggie Jackson. The Pistons signed Derek Willis, who is a undrafted rookie free agent out of the University of Kentucky. Signed him to a one-year deal. And they also signed Luis Montero to a two-way contract this past week. So we wrote about both these transactions on Piston Power this week. And so you can check those out over on the website there. We are now in the dead season, the dead time for the NBA for the most part, aside from teams that are involved in the Carmelo Anthony sweepstakes or seeking action in the Kyrie Irving situation. So the Pistons are not likely to be involved in either of those situations at all. As such, unless we have breaking news or something really interesting coming down the pike, this is probably going to become a three times a week podcast, probably Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sometimes Monday, Thursday. Mondays are almost always going to be a certainty, but we're going to scale back the content a little bit. We are currently in the process of getting a special guest on later this week. I don't want to drop a name just yet in case it doesn't go through, but I'm pretty excited, and hopefully you guys are as well. Probably Wednesday or Thursday we'll get that podcast up, and I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you guys enjoy it once the final product goes out. So with that said, I am Duncan Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at DuncanSmithNBA. And I am glad that we're back at it. It's been a long week. I've been busy. The Pistons haven't been doing much. Now that some normalcy is about to take place, we're going to get back at this more frequently than once a week. That's for sure. Hopefully we won't have any stretches this long again where we only get one podcast in a week. So probably Wednesday we'll be back at it unless something crazy happens. In which case, we'll be back at it much quicker than that. So, once again, thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it. I'll see you in a couple of days.